You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, What You Need to Know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here he is, everybody. Funchy. With What We All Need to Know.
All right, guys, are we fans of The Weeknd? The Weeknd. You like The Weeknd?
Yeah, I like The Weeknd.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah. The singer. Oh, yeah.
No, we're not talking about The Weeknd. We're talking about the singer.
I'm joking. Nah. House of Balloons, still something that's... So we talked about this, me and my guys, because that first album of The Weeknd was like... pain and hurt and men talking about their feelings and what they it was a lot. So to hear him now, he's went more mainstream, but yeah, that House of Balloons, that first album,
he's coming to Universal Studios.
What do you mean he's coming? What do you mean?
He's coming to Universal Studios. He's going to be overseeing the Nights of Horror or whatever, the Halloween taunts or whatever that goes on it.
Oh, yes. Horror Nights.
Yes, he's going to be doing a Horror Nights. He's going to have per Universal, guests will step inside the mind of The Weeknd into a surreal living nightmare filled with grotesque characters and themes inspired by his music and short films. They're going to be stalked by slashers, maniacs, gruesome toad-like creatures, and other horrors from the mind of the artist. Guests will be challenged to survive the night while trapped within a terrifying and unexpected world of The Weeknd's vivid imagination and from which they may never escape. So The Weeknd will be doing Universal Studios.
Question. It was The Weeknd, right? During the halftime performance?
Yes.
The
blinding light where he went into this...
like mirrored room.
Mirrored room.
All the memes.
All the memes.
Some people loved that performance and thought it was awesome, and other people were like, that's so bad, that's so lame.
Some people didn't know who The Weeknd was, that's why.
That's true.
You know what?
It was okay.
I really didn't think that he should have been the Super Bowl performer.
Same.
But he's not a performer, though.
Well, here's the thing, though. You gotta do the mom test with that. You gotta do the mom test. Does your mom know who The Weeknd is?
Like... yes.
Mine doesn't.
You gotta,
same either.
The Super Bowl is about performers, not songs,
not,
right?
And he's not it.
He's not like, don't get me wrong, when
he's
I go
good,
to a
he's
concert,
good. Yeah.
Yes, I've actually been to a weekend concert at Hollywood Bowl. Unbelievable concert where you listen to songs, you have the pyrotechnics and all that. But the Super Bowl is about like entertainment. I need you up there shucking and jiving. I need you moving and dancing. And give me a choreographed skit or two. You know what I mean? That, though The Weeknd did it, I mean, obviously I know who he was. It was just like,
It
was Ant.
But the ones who, like, do a good job are the actual entertainers that have a actual
an action
show.
Stuff like that.
You know what I mean?
J-Lo.
Like,
J-Lo.
And J-Lo still mad she didn't get her shine.
I know.
She was like, I wanted my own shine. I don't care about Shakira.
But here's the thing. In her defense, because I saw that documentary.
Yes.
She makes a point. They're two huge superstars.
Right.
Why did you divide it into, like, and they're women.
You can't put LeBron and KD on the same team. It's only one basketball.
You know what
really
I'm saying?
Can't do that? That's not going to happen?
It's only one basketball. Oh. Scotty, sorry.
I was hoping that was going to happen at some point. So, So I didn't know this, that is The Weeknd known for like being a horror movie guy?
I think that was like his Blinding Lights album where he came out in the bandages and stuff like that. So I think that was his turn in horror, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like Universal Studios is saying, hey, The Weeknd is a really hot act amongst young people, and we want to get a lot of young people here during Halloween. So if we team up with The Weeknd and we say, hey, The Weeknd is the guy that's designing this whole horror show, then maybe that would like add some cachet to it. For me, I don't really do a whole lot. Although I do like, around Halloween time, I do like haunted houses and What do they call those, like, trail
the mazes,
things?
Or,
the mazes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or haunted hay rides and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yes.
Rides.
Yeah, yes. I like all that. Do you guys like those things? I like those.
I can't get with it, man.
Oh, what?
I get too scared.
Oh,
I get too scared.
I get too scared.
It.
I'll be holding on to Kurt Morrison the whole time.
Okay, so they have the, what is it, the House of, not House of Horrors, but they have this drive-through horror. Now, hopefully I don't mess up the name, but it's out in, I want to say, is it Moore Park, where it was at? So it's all the way out there, you know, deep. So, I got some tickets, and I was taking the family. So we're all in the car, we're ready. And my daughter, she's 6 years old now. She was, I want to say, four at the time, I think. And look, we're all in the car, we're all together, but we're going through the haunted, you know, like a haunted drive-through. And she was like, oh, I'm scared. I was like, what are you scared? I'm right here with you. Nothing's going to happen. She was like, no, I'm scared. I was like, all right, no, we'll be fine. If you want to stop, we don't. She was like, okay, all right, just keep my window up. Okay, so I keep her window up. Everybody else, you know, we can't wait. Windows down, all of that. So we're actually going through the entrance, right? We're getting there. Literally barfs everywhere.
Whoa.
Just lets it just vomit. Because she was so scared.
Damn.
But guess what? We had already entered, so you couldn't leave the maze.
They don't have like an emergency exit or anything.
There was no emergency escape.
Is it in Thousand Oaks?
I think that was the one it was.
Is it
yes.
Reign of Terror Haunted House?
That's what it was.
House?
Is that the drive-through?
Yeah,
like,
it
yes.
seems to be, yes.
Yeah, but it was cool. It was a family experience. So I was like, no one can hurt you. You're in the car with dad and the family, you know, wife. We're all in here. You're good. No,
that's going to be one of those things that she'll never forget her whole life. Yeah. Be like, hey, remember that time we were at that haunted house and you threw up all over the car? Remember that?
Yeah. That's well, and we were stuck in there. So not only we couldn't leave. So she still had to go through it, but now, and we didn't have an extra change of clothes.
Oh.
So that was even the worst. And so her face when we got home was like, You
terrorized.
So I don't do the drive-thrus anymore. No more drive-through horror shows. Yeah. Can't do it.
In the meantime, she's going to be like 30 years old, comes home with her fiance. Like, hey, did we ever tell you about that time we were at the haunted house and she puked all over herself in the car?
Please don't do that.
That is going to be a lifetime story. It will be an absolute lifetime story. You know, you talk about driving through things like haunted houses and stuff. Yeah. You know what my favorite thing to do is to drive through car washes. You guys ever drive through a car wash where
you
just pull in and you got like, I don't know, 2-4 minutes to just kind of hang out
just
and
relax.
Watch the wheels kind of go over your windshield. Mm-hmm. Watch the soap take over your car.
Suds, yeah.
Yeah. Then at the end, they blow dry your car for you. And then finally, they give you the green light and it's time to go. And you're like, that was like a little 4-minute vacation. I love that.
That's a little weird, but yes.
No, it does.
I never thought about it that way.
Well, it's for 4 minutes, you take your hands off the wheel. Think about it. You don't have to do anything.
I don't. I
hands
feel weird.
Hands off the wheel, hands off the ignition, I mean, off the pedal. You don't have to touch the brake, nothing. You just, for 4 minutes, you sit in the car wash, and then you're done.
I can't take my hands off the wheel. I feel like I have to hold it.
My only thing
Am I weird?
Is, there's a couple spots in L.A. I won't name them because I don't like names. But there's a couple spots in L.A. where In these mobile car washes, right? Not mobile car washes, but these kind of do-it-yourself car washes.
Mm-hmm. You mean you get out of the car and you spray your car down?
No. After the car goes through the wash, then you get a time. And it's only supposed to be, Cap, 10 minutes for the vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people who are actually going and giving their car a full-on wax detail,
and they stand
in the vacuum line for like 10, like almost like an hour. I'm like, dude, you were there before I even got to the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually waited in line, went through the car wash, came out, went and did my quick vacuum in there, you know, wipe off all the little wet spots, use the air, you know, the little air, get all of the water
pressure
that's trapped in there. Yeah. And you still here. Like, dude, just go to a real car wash. This is an express, get in and get out. You know, you get good, just, you know, get the car looking clean.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do all that, why don't you just spend the extra $15 and just go down
they cheap,
to the
Kirk.
Real car wash?
They cheap.
What about broke? Not cheap or broke?
I'm just
cheap
saying,
and broke?
But you got all the stuff. That's expensive stuff to do all the detailed and the waxing and all that. You ain't broke if you got all that stuff for
really?
Your car.
Just saying, you mean to tell me if you're throwing turtle wax all over your car, you ain't broke?
No, I don't got that time.
I'm like, dude, just pay the extra 15 $15 and go do it. Go down to the actual car wash and let them do it for you, man. Because he was there for no lie. After his car was washed, he had to have been there at least 40 minutes. Because I know I waited 10 minutes, got my car washed through the line, like you mentioned, the 4 minutes of leaving my hand off the wheel, and then coming into the actual vacuum part. And I vacuum all my rugs, everything in there, boom, wiped it down, got all the air, the trapped water. I'm good. I'm in and out. He was still there. And it looked like he was still, like, only halfway, too. So.
Damn.
Right. I'm done.
That's hilarious. Hey, well, that's what you need to know. It's brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. I mean, that is what you needed to know, right? Like, you know, stuff about, haunted houses and
car washes.
That's right.
Public service announcement by Kirk.
Exactly. Laura, when are you going to put the question in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust on Twitter to give away one of these Wilding t-shirts on Twitter?
So once we go to break, I will type in the question, and the first person that correctly answers wins a t-shirt. But shout out to Jennifer from Santa Ana, who won her t-shirt when we asked for caller 5. Nice.
All right, way to go, Jennifer. That's cool. I wonder if that's for her, if that's for her man, her boo.
Oh, no. I told her. I was like, yo, we only got this. And she's like, girl, it's okay, because I'm going to cut up the shoulders, and then I'm going to cut up the sides, and I'm going to tie it. So it's definitely for her.
Yeah, you do that. And all we ask is this. When you win a Sedano and Cap t-shirt, rock it and post it. That's all. Just
hashtag.
Rock it, then post it. Right. Hashtag Eastside Cap.
There you go.
Yeah. Laura, could you possibly find for us some NFL music? Because Funchy here is about to feed over to me and Kirk Morrison some of the NFL headlines that are happening right now as training camps are underway. We know this because we saw Russell Wilson walk in. We saw Aaron Rodgers pull in.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of storylines as NFL training camps get started, including some with the Rams. Funchy got the headlines. Kirk, you'll have to let us know what you think about all these. Here we go, Funch.
All right, guys. So Seattle's DK Metcalf, San Francisco's Debo Samuel, and the Chargers' Derwin James are guys that are reporting to camp, but they're not doing anything at camp due to contract situations. Is this something that's typical, Kurt, or what? What's going on here?
Okay, so the new CBA that was passed, remember, was it last year or the year before that? The new CBA, players have to be at training camp. Remember, we would have players who would not report to training camp, and they would accrue fines. So for each day you missed training camp, I believe the fine was like maybe, I want to say $20,000 or something like that.
Damn.
So guys would miss, a week of training camp, right? So that's what, close to $140,000, right?
Woo-hoo.
Think about it. So, but finally they would sign the deal, or something would, the team and the player would usually come together with an agreement, and they would waive the fines so they wouldn't have to pay it because they just signed a new deal. The new CBA kind of prohibits that. So players have to be at training camp, or those fines will be invoked. They are not unwaivable fines. So what players are doing now is like they are basically, it's called a hold in, not a hold out. So they're actually reporting. They're actually in the building, but they're withholding services while reporting to training camp. So everyone's going to training camp and says, oh, my toe hurt. Oh, my finger hurt. Oh, you know what? My feelings are hurt. And so because of all of this, it is now the more common thing to do. When you mention some of the bigger names in the NFL, I think Roquan Smith is also another guy you can add there, the linebacker in Chicago. Guys have waited all offseason to get a contract done, and the contracts are not done yet. So what do? He says, I'm going to withhold my services at this time until we figure something out. Hopefully they get figured out, but if not, we all know that they can kick and scream. But week one, if you don't have a contract, now you start losing game checks. So you can withhold services in the training camp, but week one, you're not out there on the field.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not getting paid.
Right, but think about DK Metcalf up in Seattle. He's like, we don't have a quarterback, so you guys need me more. Debo Samuel has been saying the entire offseason he don't want to go back to the Niners because he don't want to play running back anymore. He wants to be paid top dollar as a wide receiver, and he don't want his career shortened by having to play running back. So none of these are necessarily new, but it is one of the storylines as we start NFL training camp. All right, Funchy, what do you got here? You got anything that's more Ram-related?
So I do. Cam Akers says he's ready to go. He's ready to go to be the number one back. He's 100%. Do you believe this, Kurt? Do you think he's ready to go? He's going to be one of the top backs in the league this year.
Yeah, he's ready to go. Last year, remember at this time, he had suffered an Achilles injury right before training camp. So we're about a year to the date, a little bit over, that he tore his Achilles.
That's amazing.
And actually came back at the end of the season in the playoffs. And played in the Super Bowl. Started in the Super Bowl, actually. But I think that he's ready to go in terms of, hey, last year he was not ready to play a full season because of the injury. This year he's ready to be the lead dog, the lead back. Rams still have Daryl Henderson. They also drafted a running back out of Notre Dame and Kyren Williams. So they have other guys. I just know that in today's NFL, very rarely do you have one running back that can go the distance every single year. You're going to need multiple running backs. The Rams have a stable of running backs. My only thing is, they're just some young pups. There is no more veteran running backs for the Rams. They are very youthful in that position, but when you're paying the kind of money you're paying to some of the high-priced veterans, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, you kind of got to cut some corners in some areas. So no veteran running backs for the Rams, the young guys who actually been doing a good job.
Yeah, and listen, Cam Akers, you guys mentioned it, but the way he came back last year, the way he wasn't satisfied with, hey, I know I got hurt, I'm on injured reserve, I'll get paid, I'll come back next year. No, that dude worked his butt off all year to get back and make a contribution late in the season. So I love that, and I love the notion of redemption. Like, I got to play the full season. I got to stay healthy. I got to help, you know, lead this running game. So I'm hoping he's ready to rock. I'm hoping he's fully healthy. I'm hoping the young man has a really good season. All right, how about one more, Funchy?
One more for you, Kurt. Kyler Murray. Yeah. There's a stipulation in his contract that just became news yesterday or the last couple of days that he has to do 4 hours of game studying on his own. Is it per day or per week?
Per week.
Yes. And Pat McAfee just came out the other day and said that Peyton Manning does over 20 hours of prep each week. So 4 hours is nothing compared to Peyton Manning. What do you think about this, Kurt? Does he have to do 4 hours? Does he have to do his homework every night?
Yeah, look, come on, man. First of all, I want you to read this. Here we go. You ready, Funch? You ready, Cap? Here we go.
I'm ready. I read all this. I can't wait to hear what you've picked out.
So Article 36 in the Kyler Murray contract states, player has agreed to satisfy the following off-field requirement. Player shall complete at least 4 hours of independent study each week, excluding any bye week. During each playing season, during the term of the contract. Now, independent study means the player studies the material provided to him by the club in order to prepare for the club's next upcoming game, including without limitation any such material provided via an iPad or an electronic device. Time spent in mandatory meetings shall not constitute independent study. The player shall receive no credit for independent study for any period during which player does not personally study the provided materials in good faith. Last time I saw this, I was actually in college, and I had a study hall clause that all freshmen have when you're a student athlete. You had to complete 4 hours of study hall. You had to sign in, sign out, but you had 4 hours a week. I remembered that. Got honor roll first semester. I ain't want to mess with no more study hall, so I was good. But this is a grown man who's a professional. And for me to see this language in a contract means to tell me one thing. The dude ain't studying.
I see. I'm so glad you're saying this because, you know, I think a lot of people, Kirk, were very offended by this.
Yes.
Like, how dare you make this young man answer to you this way? And I'm thinking to myself, I hate to sound like the old white guy here, but it's a $230 million contract.
Yes.
And we have an expectation that we're paying you to be a top-level professional. And our complaint with you thus far is that you're a very young guy who's been so successful because you're such a super athlete. But we think that if you put together the mental side of it with the physical side of it, we think we can actually get more out of you. You could be better. So we're demanding as your employer that you're not playing video games and watching movies, you're actually studying tape. And it's unfortunate that it had to be put in a contract, but it had to be put in a contract because he wasn't doing it.
Yeah, you got to think, too. Understand this. Kyler Murray said it before. I'm not one of those quarterbacks. I don't need to sit there for 24 hours and break down this team and that team and watch every game because in my head, I see so much. I'm blessed with the cognitive skills to just go out there and just see it before it happens.
Mm.
Quotes from Kyler Murray. That's saying, I'm out there freelancing.
Right.
I'm out there just ad-libbing.
Right. I didn't even study the playbook this week. I don't even know what the names of the plays are. Hey, here's the play, everybody. I'm taking the ball and I'm running with it. Ready? Break. Okay.
That man said, I don't need to sit there for 24 hours. And I have cognitive skills.
That's amazing.
That
it
lets
really
me
is.
See it before. How you ain't an X-Men. You ain't a Marvel character. Like, I can
I'm
see
glad
it before.
You, I'm glad you feel this way. I was curious to see what you were going to think about it.
Remember this, too. At the end of the day, he agreed to this.
Right. Well, that's just it. Right. He did. That's exactly right. All right. Kirk Morrison is in for Sedano. Coming up, Laura is about to put in the community, in the circle of trust, a question. And the first person who answers it back to Laura, they're getting themselves a Sedano and Cap t-shirt. And our man Chris Morales is coming by with his review of the Taco Tour. Hang around, everybody. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kirk Morrison is in this afternoon for Sedano. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. And we already have a winner in the Circle of Trust Sedano and Cap community on Twitter. Laura put out a question earlier. Laura, read the question if you don't mind, and then tell us who won.
Okay. I said, Scott was sweating up a storm last night from what sauce? He described how sweaty he was earlier. With when we had Beto on, and the correct answer was hot red sauce, and the one JR28 was the first person to guess it correctly. So congratulations!
All right, you got a brand new Sedano and Cap Wilding T-shirt. It's true. The last stop on our taco tour last night, I was sweating like I had just run a marathon. Seriously, I went into the wrong sauce, and then Laura also that like pickled onion deal, you know.
Okay, also, told him
don't
just on the first one. Because we didn't Avenue 26, right? Okay. I'm going to put Morales up because he's on.
All right, Chris Morales is jumping in here. Chris, good afternoon, good evening. What's happening?
Good afternoon.
Man?
I'm not on the East Coast. You don't have to say good evening. Good afternoon.
Okay, good afternoon to you, sir. Why good afternoon to you?
You were also sweating because you also were eating that juicy pepino, remember? That thing was just dripping.
Oh, yeah, that pepper.
It was a drippy pepino.
Yeah, Laura was like, come on, Cap, try it. I'm like, oh, this is such a setup.
No, I told you on Avenue 26, you tried on the first one, and then, you know, Beto was like, don't push him. I'm like, dude, just one. But Cap had to go the extra mile like he always does. He got to go extra. So on the last spot, he also put the onions están como curtidas with, like, you know, lemon and, like, hot sauce and stuff, and they're juicy. But then he added the cucumber, the pepino, that was also hot. So he had to go extra.
Kirk, have you ever had a juicy pepino like that on a taco?
No, I have not. No.
That's not, you should. That's not it's fire.
No. Give me the salsa verde. Give me the carne. Give me a little bit of, I can't do cilantro all the way, but sometimes I just take it just right, you know, just give me just a.
Don't you love how Kirk is breaking down his taco order like he's talking about the offensive scheme Rams third string team that's going to go out there during the preseason?
Right, like he's watching film. Exactly right.
I just need a tortilla. I just need the protein of my choice, whether it's carnitas, where there is some, you know.
How about some Adubato?
Yeah, no, nah, I don't know yet. You know, I'm more of just a steak or chicken with a little bit of salsa verde on it, and that's it. I don't eat much. Mm. I don't need the extra fixings and all. No, that way I can have more tacos too.
How about a radish?
No, I can't do the radish, man.
No, you don't want the radish. I was told I had to have the radish.
That's too much. That's like eating the Subway sandwich. They give you way too much. Where the meat at? They're just getting just bread, lettuce, and all this other stuff. No, I need the actual protein in the sandwich.
So, Chris Morales, what is your post-game analysis of what happened last night on the Beto Duran taco tour?
Cap, I said it in the open. You are a superstar, my friend.
Yes.
The way you performed last night, taking down, I believe, 11 tacos, a tostada, and then driving us back. I mean, you had to drive another 30, 40 miles after you dropped me off. But you were a stud. You were amazing. You pressed the flesh with the listeners. You are the man of the people. And if I could give you the Mandy Award now, I would do it for next year. Because as we heard today, when John Ireland went on his rant about how he doesn't want to be with the people, he doesn't want to do events. Oh, poor John has to do Lakers and radio. He has to work more than 4 hours a day. You, my friend, did two shows yesterday, drove up from San Diego or Solana Beach, did another, you know, did your radio shows, and then went out for 3 hours with all of us for free. You didn't ask for anything. You didn't even ask for free tacos. You bought all the tacos, and I was watching him, Kirk. If the tacos were $25, he pulled out two crisp $20 bills, and he gave everybody the change. He put action in that tip jar last night. Scott Kaplan, you are a man of the people. You are a hero of 710.
Mm. Facts.
Wow. I didn't know that. I had no idea that was the case, but now that you say it.
The president. There he is.
It really does sound good. It sounds good. I mean, I like what you're saying. I just didn't know that what you were saying is what you were going to say.
But I asked you, when you dropped me off, I was exhausted. And I said, hey, text me when you get home safely, because I want to make sure you got home safely. I woke up to the text that you got home safely. But I think, and you may have already gone into this earlier in the show, because Rachel did call while we were in the car, Kirk, and was like, Cappy. And he quickly said, hey, Chris Morales is in the car. And her tone changed and went, oh, hi, Chris. How are you? I was like, hey, Rachel, what's going on? How you doing, hon? But I want to know about what happened when you did get home.
Well, the intimation is that you think that I was in some kind of trouble because I was out eating tacos.
Or she was so excited to see you, she wanted to hear about the juicy pepino and the tacos, and then, you know, celebrated the fact that you are a hero. Could have gone either way with Rachel. You never know.
Right, right. So a lot of people have been hitting me up on Twitter saying, so what happened? Did you get in trouble when you got home? Did you take home a peace offering? Here's the real truth of the matter. This is not a very sexy story. I actually went home to my house, you know, where I live. And she was at home in her house where she lives. And I think that on some level, she was kind of saying, like, are you going to come over here to me? Because I'm all alone. And I was like, I got to go home because my son's there. And I really didn't. I probably should have just gone right to her place. But I got home to my place. My son was sleeping. There was nobody else here. My daughters are all out and about. Summer, they're doing stuff. And I crashed out at like 12:30. It was not a very sexy story, unfortunately.
Mm. Have you guys made contact so far today?
Yes, we have made contact indeed.
Okay. So everything's okay?
Yeah, we're going to have dinner tonight.
Okay, so Cap, Beto Taco Night didn't cause any real damage.
No damage to the relationship at all.
Beautiful. That is
nice?
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Now, did you hear earlier when Mason said that their answer, well, no, I think it was part of Super Crosstalk, that they now want a Mason and Ireland taco truck to deliver tacos.
Yeah.
First of all, we won't call it a Mason and Ireland taco truck. We will call it a Mason taco truck. We no longer need John Ireland. Much like I laid down the gauntlet on Michael Thompson, after his commentary today, we don't need John Ireland to participate in any events anymore. It's okay, John. You can stay home. We'll get through it without you. We'll call it the Steve Mason taco truck, and it'll cruise around Venice because he doesn't know how to get anywhere else. So that's fine. It'll be fine.
What was your favorite taco of the night, Chris?
Gosh. I mean, there was that one picture, it was unfair to me where I was holding two plates. The other plate was for everybody else. It wasn't just for me.
That is true. That is true.
Right. The Pep Boys taco shop with the Al Pastor with the little pineapple on top was great. But our friends at Tacos Del Cuco.
Don Cuco.
Those tacos were incredible. They really were. They were. I didn't get to bite the tostada because you were taking it down, but their tacos were incredible. And Laura, what was the name of the tacos we were having?
Adobada.
It's like, yeah. Incredible.
So good.
I love so good. So shout out to all of them. Avenue 26, the Pep Boys at Atlantic and Third. They were all great. And listen, Cappy, I hope you're ready because we're going to do this next time. The next time we do this, we're going to really plan it, have listeners with us, do a real just maybe cover 12 different taco stops. Maybe we try to go for 20 tacos each. It'll be amazing.
Wow.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you right now, I had the 11 tacos and the tostada, and I can't
and
tell you.
And you could have kept going.
Oh, right. I was so close to stopping on my way home somewhere for like a chocolate milkshake because I felt like I really needed my stomach to be coated. But when I got home, I was like, I can't believe I'm thinking this, but I'm kind of hungry.
Well, that's what carbohydrates will do to you. They'll trick you into wanting more. But I think that if we had a hotel room plan, we could have gone all night.
Wait. Beto did have a hotel room, guys. You guys just decided not to do that.
Yeah, Beto, but we weren't going to stay with Beto. Beto was going to get some L.A. heat last night, so there wouldn't have been room for us.
There's no doubt. I mean, once he said he was going to the bar at the JW, you know, he wanted to try and connect with Juan Soto last night. That's what he was trying to do. He wanted to try and talk Juan Soto into coming to the Dodgers.
I also want to applaud everybody in the Sedano and Cap community.
Absolutely.
Today, the memes, the graphics have been off the hook. The ones of Cappy trying to find a breezy, and they got the teardrop on your face. I mean, they're incredible. Honestly. You got homegirls. You got breezy. It was beautiful. Again, this is what makes this show special. This is what makes you, Cap, the man of the people. Producer Laura, such a big part of what we do. It was incredible. And I'm so proud to have been part of it last night. I'm glad I got roped into it.
Yeah, it was fun. Even Funchy, we were not letting Funchy go home.
Oh my God.
If there's one guy who had a peace offering, Funchy told his wife that he was at the Pep Boys taco place, and he took a plate of tacos home to Mrs. Funchy. Right, Funch?
Yeah, she loved it. She loved it. Happy wife, happy life. That's what I'm
saying. So that's why you was conservative on the tacos last night. Boy, you was trying to bring some home. Okay.
Well, I mean, I didn't bring any home for me. I brought home for her.
Yeah, sorry, babe. I ain't got no tacos. I ate them all. That's what it'd been.
Another question.
Yes, sir.
Are you wearing the white cutoff tee today with the sleeves off so that those guns could just, you know, be out and about in the studio?
No. I brought my jersey with me from the softball game.
From the softball game?
Yeah, I brought my jersey. Because I know after today, it'll be hung up in the rafters here at the luxurious 710 Los Angeles downtown studios here at LA Live.
I don't know if we can retire the jersey when you were on the losing team, despite two three-run shots.
Wow.
Three-run home run shots. So
right.
We'll see.
I mean,
maybe.
Beto just stole the MVP right from Kirk Morrison.
Like I said, man, I'm going to hang it up. It should be here somewhere in the rafters. Maybe by the bathroom stall. Who knows?
Before I leave, let me get this shameless plug in that you can see Travis and Kirk at Rams camp on Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. at UC Irvine. Kirk will be out there. He'll write up some schemes for you. If you come up to him and say, hey, Kirk, what do you think about the nickel package this season? He's going to write up a chart for you and show you how it works.
Now, I need somebody to bring some tacos. How about that?
Dude,
so
that's a really
we're there
good
from
idea.
1 to 4 at UCI. Bring a taco.
Dude, that's a great idea.
Want Irvine tacos.
I know. I was going to say, though.
No, we should get Tacos Don Cuco to come down there. Because let me tell you something. I'm now BFFs with everybody who works at Tacos Don Cuco. Because now we're like DMing each other. You talk about sliding into DMs. Me and the Tacos Don Cuco people, we are all over each other with love, all over DMs.
You was on. You was out there cooking.
Do you know the name of Don Cuco's daughter by any chance?
I don't, but she was a sweetheart.
She was nice.
She was a sweetheart. I might have to slide in those DMs.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you
she
should
was too
do
nice.
That.
No.
Yes, do it, Morales.
That is exactly your type right there.
But
hi, kids.
All right, Chris Morales, we will see you tomorrow. We appreciate you.
I'm wrapping up because you got Big Deal or No Deal coming up.
Yep, Big Deal or No Deal is next. Kirk Morrison is in for Shidano. Stick around, everybody. This is 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Sedano, a little vacay happening this weekend. I don't know if everybody's following George on Instagram, but his family went from the beaches of Oregon, which, by the way, I got to tell you, I've never been to Oregon. Didn't know how beautiful the beaches were there. Don't really think about leaving Southern California to go to the beaches of Oregon, but George did. Now his family has moved on to Seattle. I saw pictures today of him at a Seattle Mariners game, or at least inside the Seattle Mariners stadium. So if you're following along on Instagram, check out George and keep in touch with his vacay. And if I'm telling you something that you can't have access to, because, I don't know, George doesn't let everybody have access to all of his pictures, sorry about that, then you should go over to ESPN Los Angeles on Instagram and take a look at all the videos that we shot last night on our taco tour. But now, with Kirk Morrison in, here's Funchy with Big Deal or No Deal.
Now, this story dropped a little bit after the weekend, and it's blown up the NBA world a little bit. Woj dropped the bomb saying that the Celtics are looking to a Kevin Durant deal, possibly sending Jaylen Brown to the Nets in a huge, huge deal. Now, is this a big deal or no deal, Cap?
Well, it's a big deal. I mean, if I'm the Boston Celtics, I'm thinking to myself, we were just in the NBA Finals. Why do I want to break up what we got? I mean, we were the best team in the East this year. And I just think that with all these young guys, we're going to get better. Why do I want to break up a team that just went to the finals, dismantle it all just for one guy? I'm the wrong guy, because I'm not the biggest Kevin Durant fan. I understand what kind of a talent he is. I think Kevin Durant belongs in Sacramento. You go making all these demands. I'm out of here. I don't want to play here anymore. You guys didn't do for me everything that you promised. All this. Fine, we'll trade you to Sacramento.
Ooh, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. And the reason why it's a big deal is because it has some lasting effects. The name that was in the trade was Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown, yes.
So that dude woke up and like, come on, how I get involved?
Oh, I know. That's
this?
Right. You see his tweet, right?
His tweet, shaking my head. So now, if you're an organization, how do you tell him that we weren't going to trade you? We still love you. You're a part of this. We built this before you. Come on, man. Like, now, Jaylen Brown, I'm requesting a trade. Because if y'all feel like this about me, so now you can break up this whole entire nucleus of the Boston Celtics that just pushed the Warriors to six games. Like, this is too big. For me, look, you struck out on the last superstar you tried to bring in, Kyrie Irving. So why try to bring in Kevin Durant into this culture that you've created, and he hasn't been there from the beginning? I don't like it one bit. I get it. Kevin Durant can force his hand and do all that. But look, as a Warriors fan, I got two championships out of Kevin Durant. That's all I needed. Don't need no more.
Would you want him back on the Warriors? I know there was talk at one point, and the odds were like, yeah. I want to say Phoenix, and then now Boston's jumped into it. But like the Warriors, they were being talked about, and the odds makers in Vegas had them, you know, as maybe one of the third or fourth favorites to get Kevin Durant. Me personally,
no.
If I'm the Warriors, I don't want Kevin Durant. We had him. We won. We proved that we could win without him. We proved that we can win with him. And now we proved that we can win without him again. I don't want Kevin Durant back on this team.
Exactly. And then, obviously, to get Kevin Durant, you have to give away something. You're not going to get him for nothing. So why would you mortgage your future for a short-term or limited success? I mean, I get it. Everyone wants to win right away. Yes, everyone has this angst that we have to do it right now. But, man, mortgaging the next couple years after that for a possible 1 or 2 year run, I mean, you see where it's got the Lakers right now. I mean, I know you don't. I hate bringing up that old wound, but you look at what the Lakers had to give up to get Anthony Davis, and I think in return, a lot of fans are saying we should have never gave up that young nucleus of talent.
That's right. Just imagine, though. Like, just imagine if KD went to Boston, Kyrie came to L.A. In the finals, you got Lakers-Boston, Kyrie versus Boston, LeBron versus KD for the chip. What's bigger than that?
You know, Funchy, nice. the way you dream that is awesome.
Thank you.
It will never in a billion years happen.
Are we winning Mega Millions first, or is that happening?
There's a better chance of us winning the $1.2 billion in the Mega Millions than there is of what you just described actually ever happening.
Thank you. All right, guys. A story came out this morning that Mike Trout, Angels Mike Trout, is dealing with a rare back condition that he will probably have to deal with for the rest of his career. Now, Trout came out a little bit earlier today and said he's appreciative of all the prayer requests, but his career is not over yet. But this is a rare spine condition from what I've been told. We've seen a lot of athletes call it a day because of a bad back. Is this a big deal, no deal, Morrison?
This is a big deal. If Mike Trout's career ended today, how will we remember him? I just go
just by the numbers, probably.
Is that rhetorical, or is that like want an answer?
I really want an answer because me personally, I think he was a really, really good baseball player, but never did anything in the postseason.
I think he only played one time in the postseason.
I mean, it was the other day I was listening to somebody talk about it. I thought it was a great. It just summed it up. Like, wow, Mike Trout, 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs as the Angels lose 7-4.
That's right.
Like, it was just
right.
Like,
that is right.
Or 7-5, whatever. I mean, it was just like, it just summed up that I feel like in this Hall of Fame career has sort of been wasted to a point where you almost, it is, how about this? Here we go. Tell me, is this a good comparison? Mike Trout is the Dame Lillard of Major League Baseball.
I might have to say he might be the Charles Barkley or Karl Malone. He's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the difference is that when Charles Barkley and Karl Malone were in their prime,
but they did leave, though.
That's very true. That's very
Barkley
true.
Barkley left. I remember Barkley in that Rockets uniform. I remember Karl Malone in that Lakers uniform. Them dudes end up leaving.
Right, but the thing is that even when they were playing in Philadelphia for Barkley, like his original team, or Utah for the mailman, those guys were... They were famous guys, meaning like everybody in the sport knew that they were some of the premier players. In
but
Mike
them
Trout's
dudes
case,
also sniffed the playoffs a lot more than Mike Trout
course,
had.
But Mike Trout, as great as the statistics say that he's been, can't we all agree on this part of it at least? He has been primarily in his career invisible. It's not exclusively because the Angels haven't made the playoffs. It's a part of it. And by the way, it's not Mike Trout's fault. I mean, look at ownership, look at management, and say, these guys have spent money, big money, on the wrong guys or on guys that haven't produced. Mike Trout has produced, but he can't by himself take a team to the playoffs when they don't have any pitching and he's the only guy on the team. So, look, he hasn't been to the postseason. I know it's a big knock. What I'm getting at is he's been invisible.
Mm.
You don't see him. You don't hear from him ever. For the guy who's supposed to be the best player in baseball, nobody knows what he looks like. Nobody knows what he sounds like. And I know I'm exaggerating because we're here, but I mean nationally. So if you said to me he retires today, I go, he had a nice career that nobody really saw.
It's funny, like baseball purists say like he's like as good as like, you know, Mickey Mantle and stuff like that. Like those old guys, really, really old guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Well,
and now this
like
back condition.
This back injury, yeah.
Let me say one other thing about this. You ready? If you were the Angels and you were even thinking about trading Mike Trout because you're like, hey, we're going to have to pay Ohtani and he's the guy that brings the electricity, so we want to keep Ohtani. But you know what? We got too much in Trout. We suck anyway. We might as well trade him. You can't trade Mike Trout now.
Nope. Nobody taking that contract.
Not with this back injury.
Not getting equal value.
No.
Crazy. All right, how about one more, Funchy? What do you say?
All right, one more. Aaron Rodgers, a.k.a. Cameron Poe from Con Air, was asked about his new receiving corps now that Davante Adams is a Raider. Cameron Poe said, going from Davante to Allen Lazard, his new number one, it's going to be a transition, but he's capable of a lot. So, is this a big deal, no deal, that Rodgers doesn't have his usual target in Davante Adams this season, Cap?
I think it's a big deal because I think Davante Adams is widely considered the most talented receiver in the NFL. I would still argue that Cooper Kupp is the best all-around receiver based on last season and production, and we'll see what the numbers tell us this year. But Davante Adams, I do believe, Kirk, is widely considered the most talented physical specimen wide receiver in the NFL. So as great as Aaron Rodgers is and has been, you take a player like this off of his team, I think it's going to make a difference in their offense.
This is a big deal, but I'm kind of mad at you, Funchy. You left out the best part about that.
What's that?
That Aaron Rodgers said it's always easy
going from one Hall of Famer to another
Hall of Famer.
Shout out Derek Carr.
Yeah, just throwing a little shot. It's easy to go from one Hall of Famer in Davante Adams to another Hall of Famer in Alan Lazard. But no, this is a big deal because this is a brand new wide receiving group. Right. Look, Sammy Watkins was added to the Packers. Guess what? He's injured. How about that?
That's right.
Amari Rogers, another guy who they think that can be a significant wide receiver. Remember Robert Tonyan, their tight end. He's still a little bit banged up. And then you throw in their first round, or not their first round pick, they're picking the second round, Christian Watson, wide receiver out of North Dakota State, formerly with Trey Lance. So a lot being asked of the guys to fill the shoes of Davante Adams. This is a big deal, but I think it also is a challenge for Aaron Rodgers. Because if Aaron Rodgers is successful, it shows that I wasn't just because of Davante Adams. I'm successful because I'm a pretty darn good quarterback.
It's going to be hard without that safety valve on Davante.
It is going to be hard, but if there's a quarterback that I believe in, I trust in, the guy wearing number 12 in Green Bay.
All right, there you go. There is big deal or no deal. We'll have a final segment coming up, and we'll give another T-shirt away, another one of these Sedano and Cap T-shirts that say Wilding on the front. I know everybody wants them. Well, how are you going to get it? We're going to tell you coming right back here on Sedano and Cap. See, this was going to be the song that I was going to perform last night. Kirk Morrison is in today for Sedano. So, Kirk, here's what the deal was. After we got done with the taco tour last night, we were supposed to go to some bar called the Holiday. Mm-hmm. What was it called?
The Holiday Bar.
The Holiday Bar. Okay.
Holiday Bar. Okay.
And they were inviting us because they were hearing about the taco tour. So they were hitting us up on social media saying, you guys got to come to our place if you're going to be in East L.A. We're doing a big karaoke night. And since it was called the Holiday Bar, I was going to perform this Madonna song. Holiday. Yeah. Celebrate. Yeah. So this was going to be my jam last night.
This was a debut, self-titled debut album, Madonna.
Came out on this day, 1983.
Madonna still got it, too.
Oh, big time.
Still
big
got time. It.
I'd go out with Madonna if I had the chance to.
She like them. She like them young tenders,
though.
She don't want you.
Yeah, she don't want you.
I know she don't. But what I'm getting at is,
you got to be fresh off a diploma.
All I'm saying is that if I could date, if Madonna would consider dating me, even though I know she's been with Dennis Rodman, Alex Rodriguez, you know, all these big, strong dudes, multi-gazillionaires.
Tupac, too. She was with Tupac.
Damn. Really? She was with Tupac?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was with Tupac for a little bit.
I mean, I'm the complete opposite of everybody that she ever dated.
She was hanging with Antonio Brown the other day. Remember she was hanging with Antonio Brown?
That's right. That's right.
You're right.
Get out of here. No way.
Come on, Cap. Stay up.
Come on, for real.
Hang with me, dog. I got you.
I saw Antonio Brown on Instagram the other day at some music festival where he was rapping.
Yeah. Rolling Loud.
Doing his dance. You know he got a little dance now.
You know, a little dance.
We have to play that tomorrow, too.
Yeah, his dance is, trust me, you won't catch me doing it. That's it.
I'm kind of glad about that, though. Yeah.
All I'm saying is this, is that if Madonna would consider dating me, all right?
Ooh, I am Jennifer going to be mad at you.
Jennifer Aniston? Now, if Jennifer Aniston and Madonna both asked me out on the same day.
Uh-huh, who are you going with?
I'm going with Jennifer Aniston.
Of course you would.
The safer one. You got to.
Well, I feel like Jennifer Aniston and I could have a real relationship, and I feel like Madonna and I are just going to get down and dirty a couple times and be done.
But the rumors are is that Jennifer Aniston's like a party girl, too.
Really?
Yeah.
She might get down and dirty with you, too.
So that's why Brad left.
Oh, wow.
That's party girl. I can't do that, man.
I don't know.
With Jolie, though? Come on. Well,
Jolie may not be the party girl. Well, I don't know. She's partying
now.
She's a freak,
though. She look like a freak. She do look like a big old freak.
Yeah, that's different. Well, you come home, you don't know what you're coming home to. You don't know. He's like, man, what we going home to tonight? Is she Tomb Raider? Is she just regular housewife? You don't know. She Laura Croft? You don't know what's going on in the Brad Pitt household back in the day.
Oh, that's great. So, okay, listen, let's give away one more of these T-shirts, okay? Kirk, you got one, right?
I got mine right here.
Yeah, and, I got one.
I got me a 90, my 90 shirt.
Nice.
Tommy, he is requesting a double XL.
Yeah, I need a 2X, man. They got this XL. We only got XLs, man. Can't do it. Not in the, what do they call this? The canvas style T-shirts.
When was the last time you wore an XL? When'd you step up?
Oh, I've always wore 2X. Always.
Oh, really?
San Diego State every year. 2X. That's just my size. I like 2X.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right. So I do want to talk about one other story here before we get out of here. But before we do, Laura's got one more of these Wilding t-shirts, one more of these Sedano and Cap t-shirts that were modeled all over East LA last night.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, how would you like to give this last one away? We've asked, you know, caller 5, caller 7, Circle of Trust on Twitter. How would you like to give this one away?
Well, you've been talking a lot about a particular thing in the, you know, the past few days and last week. So you've actually been having a little bit of a problem, a critter problem at your place, right?
That's true. That's true.
So if the first person that calls and answers what critter is Scott Kaplan having an issue with? Not what he did to remedy the situation, but what critter, you guys win a t-shirt.
877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. The question is, what critter has been creating some problems for me?
Mm-hmm. Not the solution, because I know everybody knows that, but what critter?
Kirk Morrison, when I tell you the critter, and then I tell you what I've been doing to try and get this thing to leave my house, I'll be curious to hear what you think about this.
Okay.
But it's just going to take a second here. Once the callers hit the phones, and then the first caller that calls with the right answer, once the answer has been revealed.
Well, I'll tell you this. These lines are lit. I'm seeing 10 lines already lit. I don't know who's... What number are we going with?
Laura, what caller do you want to put on the air? You can just put anybody on the air. Doesn't matter.
Mike, go for it.
All right, here's Mike. Hey, Mike, you're on Sedano and Cap. Good afternoon.
How's it going today?
What's up, man?
Calling you about your skunk problem.
Ah, the skunk problem. That is precisely right. That is exactly right. Mike, where are you calling from, man?
I'm calling from Irvine.
Okay. You're about to get one of these new Sedano and Cap Wilding t-shirts. You going to rock it?
I'm going to rock it. And send you guys, I'll post it and hashtag you guys all over.
All right. Hashtag Eastside Cap.
Sounds great.
All right. Hold on a second, man. Thank you. So, Kirk, yeah, I've been dealing with a skunk problem at my house.
Mm. Wow.
Have you ever had to deal with a big old critter?
We did.
What'd you have to deal with?
We actually nicknamed him Trevor. His name was Trevor the Skunk in college. So where we lived at our college house, you know, I had 5 other roommates. It was 6 of us all in the house. And we had Trevor. And we thought that Trevor was by himself because he would, you know, let loose every now and then. And then we realized Trevor had a buddy, which we named Travaris. So Trevor and Travaris were the skunk buddies. And we actually had the problem of the skunks. They lived in our backyard. And I think he was recruiting other guys at night. So it was like this group of skunks that would huddle in our backyard. And finally, we had to get some stuff to keep them out of there.
What'd you get? What'd you get to keep them out?
I forgot. Because we actually had to go to the San Diego State Administration. We told them, hey, look, man, we got a skunk problem. We can't really call an exterminator. We're college kids. We're college kids. We were renting the house. We didn't own it. So we tried to tell them. And, like, landlord's like, I don't know what to do. You know, it's skunks. I mean, what do you... So we had to find out a solution. And I forgot what we ended up doing. But we just know that smell when a skunk lets... It is just the most powerful... I can never think about getting sprayed by a skunk. People say, what are you supposed to take, like a tomato bath? What's the bath you're supposed to take?
Yeah, tomato bath. Tomato juice or something.
Tomato juice or something like that.
Tomato soup or something. I don't know what it is.
Really?
But it's just, yeah.
Something tomato based.
I just know this is it.
I don't want this skunk spraying me because I leave my windows open. I don't want my whole house to smell like skunk. So, Kirk, I wind up finding out from somebody that coyote urine is supposed to be the solution. We looked on Amazon.
That?
Well, on Amazon. That's where you find coyote urine. They've got a lot of it, a lot of different brands. But what I've been doing is I've just been doing human urine all over the front yard because I figure the skunk pulls up, smells it, and goes, yo, there's a big animal that lives here. That's me. I'm the big animal.
The Kaplan Pea Party. Is that what we're talking about?
There was a Boston Tea Party. Now there's the Kaplan Pea Party. I love this idea. All my neighbors are welcome to come on over. All right, Kirk Morrison, it is great to be with you. Are you back in tomorrow?
No, I am not in tomorrow.
Who's in tomorrow?
DeMarco's in tomorrow, but I'm planning the San Diego State Golf Tournament on Friday. So I'll be over in Rancho Bernardo. Holla at your boy.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right, South L.A. is where
South
you're
going to
be. Funchy, phenomenal job today. Can't wait to have DeMarco in tomorrow. Kirk, outstanding. So appreciate you always, my man. And Laura, what a superstar you were last night. Hey, until tomorrow at 4 p.m., everybody, we'll be back. We gots to go. Peace out.